The Sharp Piece of Iron. It's saddening to see a martyr whose head is cut off. And that day, the Ascension of Martyrs was host to such a martyr. God help Hazrat Zainab. This decapitated martyr melted everyone's heart. I was more worried than the others because I thought to myself, how would the parents face the scene? I couldn't tolerate, put together two chafiyeh and put them where the head had been attached to the body so that they wouldn't notice the martyr was decapitated. The family came. They saw the body. Nothing happened. The father was leaving, but stopped and pointed at his wife and others to leave. The mother was hesitant, but finally agreed. I was stalking on them all the time, so I came back to see what happened. The father turned towards us and looked at me. Can I ask you a favor? Please pick up the body from the morgue and put it at a corner, he asked seriously. His tone was such that you couldn't think about what he was going to say. Are you worried, sir? Didn't you see the body? I asked. He nodded his head. I want to see him again, he said. It wasn't weird. He seemed to want to see him a bit longer. We brought the body to a small room and the father looked at the casket with confidence. Before I picked up the flag, he gave me a look. My son must be decapitated, he said. Suddenly, a huge weight and coldness fell upon my head and shoulders, just like someone who's pushed into a waterfall. I felt exactly the same. Even I felt the drops of sweat on my head and my eyes. I said nothing. He picked up the chafiyeh, looked at him as long as he could. Then, he opened the door and called out to his mother. It was strange. She hadn't left either. I was strangely attracted to the enigma of how these two behaved. And even more strangely was how seeing the body for the second time gave them more solace. Now I was the one who was nervous. The father came to me. He knew what I was waiting to hear. Sorry for your inconvenience. His mother and I weren't persuaded. We both had seen a dream of our son being decapitated by a piece of iron, the size of a palm, in the same night. Our son is martyred the same way his elder, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. When we saw his head is not cut off, we couldn't burst into tears. Now his mother is also relieved, he said. The poor old man didn't know that sharp piece of iron is called shrapnel.